Well, I was a member of the Corps of Cadets, and the discipline and structure that I learned as a member of the Corps of Cadets still follows me today. Those basic learning elements of, how to work as part of a unit, how to work as part of a company, how that teamwork concept is extraordinarily important. The structure that I learned, the discipline I learned there in the Corps of Cadets follows me today. It's, this is a job where you have to really stay on task, and you have to be focused. So that those days in the Corps taught me that. And, I had some great professors there at Tech. Had folks like George Simmons, who was my major professor in the biology department, really instilled in me the motivation to get out there and kind of push my level of comfort. When I was in Tech, my first year was very focused. My second year, I discovered fraternity life, so I had to get back on track my junior year. But I did, got back on track and did well in the classroom. And George Simmons there was really an inspiration for me. He actually was able to, he wanted me to do undergraduate research for him. And the thing is you had to have, in your junior year, you had to have a 3.0, but you could get an exemption from the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. So he went to bat for me, I wrote a letter, and he wrote a letter of support so I could get an exemption. I think I had like a 2.85 GPA. And have a 3.0 to do undergraduate research. So he allowed me to do that, and then the last couple of years so that I could graduate on time, I had to take a maximum course load of 21 hours, and that was under the quarter system. Of course, I had to get permission to do that because you weren't allowed to take over, I think it was 19 or 20 hours without having permission. So, mm-hmm. So I did that so I could get out of there and really applied myself and did well, and George, found me an opportunity to do some undergraduate research there, which is usually reserved for for a smaller number of students. So he was really critical in pushing me and saying, "Hey, listen, work outside your comfort zone. Don't run away from hard work and challenges." So he found a way to challenge me there and really push my motivator buttons, as I call them. So those were some memories that really stick with me.